The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Lions face Argentina at the Aviva Stadium before travelling down under to take on the Western Force. A round of fixtures in League of Ireland also kick off tonight with Bowes facing Waterford. And it's a football championship weekend, which means a lot of fixtures to look forward to. Dublin playing Cork in the preliminary quarterfinals, while in the hurling championship quarterfinals, they get underway as well. I'm joined by Off the Ball's Colin Buick to take a look ahead at all of this. First of all, the Aviva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Aviva tonight for, would you believe, Pat, the first time ever that the British and Irish Lions play a game in Ireland. So it's against Argentina, as you say, tonight at the Aviva, managed, of course, by Felipe Cantapomi, the Leinster great. It might be a bit disappointing because a lot of Leinster players are in the squad and they're going to be missing because they won the URC final last weekend. So there's only three Irish players in the starting 15 for the Lions tonight in the shape of Tadhg Byrne, Finlay Beenham, of course, who just got called up very late, and Bundy Aki. There's a few on the bench too, Ronan Kelleher and Tadhg Furlong as well. So it's going to be a lot of players from different countries playing tonight, but it's the Lions in Dublin and it's sold out.
It's interesting, all the talk is they've got to make sure they keep Tadhg Furlong fit,
yes,
and healthy and uninjured, because he might be the key.
Absolutely. He proves to be the key when he is fit, but like you say, it's the fitness issue. He's only played once for Ireland this year. He came on Paddy's Day in the Six Nations. I think he's played maybe half a dozen games for Leinster, so he's not quite match fit. It's a great story for Finlay Beenham. He was a late call-up for the injured Xander Fagerson, and he's straight into the team as well, so that's fantastic for him as well. And then, of course, there's a video during the week, Pat, of Johnny Sexton, who's the coach with the Lions, teaching Marcus Smith how to kick better for England, the England star. So Marcus Smith is playing 15 tonight. He's playing full back. It's Finn Smith and Alex Mitchell, the Northampton pair, at out half and the partnership.
Marcus Smith is a tricky enough little player.
He is, yeah.
I mean, he could play it out half.
Yeah, exactly. So he has the flexibility. As I say, it's the Northampton halfback pairing of Smith and Mitchell. But Marcus Smith will play full back. But Johnny Sexton said, if you just move to your right, Marcus, you're going to kick much easier. And he did that. It's on video on the official British and Irish Lions YouTube page. It's well worth watching. It's fascinating insight.
Undermining us for the Six Nations.
Yeah, I don't know. Has Johnny Sexton accidentally made England stronger for next year? We shall see.
Mm. All right, let's turn to League of Ireland.
Yeah, League of Ireland. It's a full set of fixture lists tonight in the Premier Division. So we have Drogheda United against Sligo Rovers. Of course, Drogheda, heartbroken, Pat, missing out in European football during the week with that decision by the Court of Arbitration for Sport.
Wasn't that inevitable? Because there is a very clear rule.
Yeah, and they basically didn't get the paperwork in on time, is the easiest way to put it. Whereas you see, if the likes of Crystal Palace and Lyon, who have the same owner, but they got the job done. But it's heartbreaking for Drogheda, and the players and management made that clear as well. Elsewhere tonight in the Premier Division in the League of Ireland, Waterford entertained Bowes, who were doing really well. They're second in the League of Ireland and really the only challengers for Shamrock Rovers, who entertain Cork City. That's top against bottom. You have Shelburne against Derry City, and then also Galway United against St Patrick's Athletic. All of those games start at 7:45 tonight. Shamrock Rovers 9 points clear at the top of the table.
By the way, harking back to the Aviva and the match, it will be free to air on TG Cahir.
TG Cahir, yeah. It's very interesting. Yeah, it's going to be on TG Cahir tonight, 8:00. Start.
It's also on Sky for people
who
want a full English language commentary rather than the half English
whatever
commentary
your preference is,
on TG Cahir.
Exactly.
Okay, moving on to GAA action, and there's loads.
Absolutely, piles of it. So Dublin against Cork tomorrow, Pat, very interesting. All-Ireland Senior Football Championship preliminary quarter-final. That's a 6:15pm throw-in at Croke Park. That's actually a double-header at Croke Park because at 4pm switching to their hurling, it's still Dublin, but they play Limerick in the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship quarter-final. Elsewhere in the football, you have Kerry against Cavan at Fitzgerald Stadium. That's tomorrow at 3:30pm throw in. And then also back to the hurling tomorrow, you have Galway against Tipperary at the Gaelic grounds at 6:15pm. So that's tomorrow's action. On Sunday then you have more preliminary quarterfinals in the football. Donegal against Louth, 4pm at Ballybuffet, and then Down against Galway and Park Essler at 1:45pm. And the Tailteann Cup semi-finals take place this Sunday at Croke Park, 2pm Limerick against Wicklow, 2 hours later Kildare and Fermanagh throw in.
All right, and golf.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy is recovering well from the US Open. He ended that championship well, as we discussed on Monday morning. He's now 6 under, tied third after the first round at the Travelers Championship. Meanwhile, Shane Lowry's woes continue. He's 2 over, tied 60th after the first day of the Travelers Championship.
Colin Buick, thank you very much for joining us with that preview of all the sport.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.